money nice for what else more here. Well, I think there's a lot of this. Very basic, really very basic, but it's always good to hear again that, well, first, when you make a bracha, you have to say it slowly, and you should be mechavein what you're talking about, speaking Hashem for what He gave you, if it's Birchas HaNenen or Birchas HaMitzvos. The Mishnah Berurah's lashon is Asher Slichazdo Imanu Nosan Aperos O Halechem V'Tzivo Al HaMitzvos. And you should take care. You know, you say, oh, even though Yisrael is a manifestation of Oymid Asnei HaMelech, but any time you say Atah, you're saying Atah. You're speaking in the second person, you're speaking Ki'ilu. The one you're speaking to is right there, and you're addressing him. So there's Lashon Nochach and Lashon Nistar. You say, we don't say Asher Kedishanu, we say Asher Kedishanu. Atah. So you have to keep your mouth, you say bracha slowly, not swallow the words. And be mechavein. Now the perish of Shem Hashem, Mishnah Berurah pardons, not like the Shulchan Aruch, he says, meaning that he goes with the Gra, that with the Iker Hadin, when you have the Yudke Vavke as the Ksiv, and the Kri is Aleph Dalet, so then you only have to be mechavein the Shem Aleph Dalet, but you have to be mechavein that he's Adon Kol. And, you know, you could think about last Shabbos's Trosha, if you don't have a good idea of what Adon Kol means. He's the master of everything. That's the name Adon Kol. And you have to think about, I mean, when you practice it, if you do it every day, it won't take long. But you think about it before you say the Shem Hashem, that's what the Shem Hashem signifies. By Kriya Shema, the Gra says, then you should do what it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should always do, which is both the Kri, which is Aleph Dalet, and the Ksiv, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Ho Yehovah V'Yiyeh, transcending time. Transcending time. That's what it means, Ho Yehovah V'Yiyeh. Okay, so those are the Kavanos you have to have as the basic bones, and it's Sifei and Shulchan Aruch. Kavanos HaBrachas. It talks about the Shem Hashem, but no. Besides the Shem Hashem, there's the Perish HaMilos of the Bracha, and what it means, and what it signifies, and what you're doing. And as I said, you should always keep in mind that you're saying Atah. And that's a very powerful reminder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we're starting in Chavis HaVavis, the sixth Shar, which is Shar HaKniyah. How to be submissive or humble or humility, but we usually think of the word anova as denoting humility. Kniya is, I think, a little stronger. It's submissiveness. It's your batel to whatever you're being nichna to. You're dependent on. You're just a subsidiary of. So we're going to learn in Shar HaKniyah. Now the Chavis HaLovis, in contrast, I'll call it, other Svarim later, Bali Musar, Musa Svarim, etc., does not talk about humility as something you develop vis-a-vis another person, but it's the Midah of KniYah is vis-a-vis Hashem. And then once you have the right attitudes towards your standing sort of with Hashem, if you're nichna properly, then it's memela that you will not be able to, almost. It won't make any sense to be arrogant towards a fellow Jew, because, as we'll see, we'll learn about what Kniya is. But Kniya is vis-a-vis Hashem, according to the Chavis HaLovis, not vis-a-vis other people. Amar HaMechaber, M'nei Shekodam Ma'amareinu, the Yachid HaMaisim L'Elokim L'Vado, right? That was the last Shar, which Shar Yichid HaMaisa, which followed Shar HaBitachon, which followed Shar Vodas Elokim, which followed Shar HaBechina, which followed Shar HaYichud. So Kniya is, so we just talked about L'Yachid HaMaisim L'Elokim L'Vado, V'Hoysa HaGaiva B'Maisim HaMiuchodim L'Elokim, Masegis says, Ba'alehim, Yosem Meheru Mikol HaPagoyim HaMaasim Oso HaMasigim Osam Voya HaSeidol LaMaisim Harbe Miyod. One of the main dangers, one of the ikadika dangers to an Ovid Elokim, that you're already being, right, you're doing mitzvahs, right? But the guy with the feeling of, well, it's not clear how to define it, maybe a smugness, feeling that, you know, Hashem is so lucky to have me as an Eved, and you feel good, and you feel superior to others, and you feel very, well, I don't know, you see, there's different, we're going to learn in the Shar, different types of feeling good about yourself. The good kind of feeling good about yourself, and the bad kind of feeling good about yourself. But the point of the Chavis is that he always explains the Hemshech of the Shorim, after you read about, after you learn about, after you develop Yichud HaMaisim, that it's a single-mindedness of purpose to Hashem, realize that Gaiva, which is like Havodah Satzmacha, serving yourself, very self-serving, that is the biggest obstacle, one of the biggest obstacle. It's very subtle. This is already after you're over all the fights with the Yetzer Hara and you're already doing what you're supposed to do, but you have to watch out for what Shaar HaKniya will teach us to have Yoisa Meheira, because otherwise the Gaiva is adversely affects the doer of the mitzvah. Yoisa Meheira, we call Hapagoyim Hamasigim also, more than any other danger that lurks. So you have said the Lamaisim Harbe Miyot, it could really ruin a whole peckle of mitzvahs. Reisi, so because that is so true, so I reisi, min hanokot, ki hanokot, I found it very self-evidently important. It's very necessary, it's a necessary nida. And this mochlo, so right after Shayichin Amaisa, I put Mashi Archikenu min ha'odom, something you have to stay far away from this mida, as he will develop in this perek. V'hi ha'kniya. Okay, we'll stop here.